This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker Campbell, welcome back to the all new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. And indeed, it is week five of the NFL season, and he is back. Of course, we're talking about Tom Brady and his return after the Deflategate suspension. And offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels says he is ready to go on Sunday. We are thrilled to welcome back to the program New York Times bestselling author and co-host of the Dale and Holly Show on Boston Sports Radio Station, WEEI in Boston. We're going to highlight his brand new book that he has just released. It is titled Belichick and Brady, Two Men, the Patriots, and How They Revolutionized Football. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening. The Big E. What's going on?
Hey, it's all good. It's all good down here in Houston. Yes, it is such an honor to have you back with us, Michael. We love you, and congratulations on the book, and I promise we're going to talk about that here in a moment, but let's get all of our fans fired up for the game on Sunday, the Patriots and the Browns, and my goodness gracious, what in the world happened against the Buffalo Bills? You guys didn't even get on the board.
Not even a contest. Kept waiting and waiting for something to happen, and it didn't happen. Just bad things were happening. I'll tell you this. This is how stunning it is and how stunning it was. The Buffalo Bills, since Gillette Stadium opened in 2002, have won there twice. One time they won in 2014. The Patriots weren't even trying to win. Mm-hmm. They're trying to protect their starters going into the postseason. And then there was what happened last Sunday. So it's shocking when Buffalo beats the Patriots in Foxborough. So it was just one of those terrible days when the third string quarterback was in there and they couldn't get anything going.
Yeah, it happens. And so let's move ahead. I mean, it's hard to believe that it has been, what, close to 18 months since Deflategate, and Tom Brady missed, obviously, the first 4 weeks of the NFL season. Tell us this, your time, you know, when you're over there and covering him. I mean, what do you think he's learned?
I think he's learned that everybody's not your buddy. That's the number one takeaway, as silly as that sounds. You know, you think about it. Tom Brady became a full-time starter in 2001, won his first 10 playoff games, 4 Super Bowl championships, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah.
And there weren't many occasions for him to be criticized nationally. And so late in his career, he's 37 years old, and for the first time, he's getting ripped apart from coast to coast, and I think that really stunned him. He wasn't ready for that. So that's one of the takeaways. The second takeaway is he loves football, and when he's away from it and he's healthy, he doesn't know what to do with himself, besides being photographed in the news, hanging out with his wife. But other than that, you know.
Right, Michael.
Oh, my gosh. The field. So I think he's just excited to be back on the field.
Okay, so why do you think he is such a polarizing figure? Because obviously, I mean, you either love him or you hate him. I mean, he's shiny to look at, but, you know, we have mixed emotions about this guy.
Okay, so what? Now I don't know. Now, Biggie, I'm not saying I'm like this, because I'm not. I'm happy for everybody. I love everybody. If you can make a lot of money,
sure,
and you can be famous and do your thing, go ahead and do it. But for some folks, it's Tom Brady. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
He's a GQ Esquire cover boy. He's married to an internationally famous supermodel.
Yeah.
He's got wonderful commercials. He's friendly with famous actors, comedians, and musicians. And he's a winner. So for some folks, that's not good. And they didn't like him before Deflategate. Now, Deflategate takes it to another level, because if you believe what the NFL is putting out there, you believe that Tom Brady was hiding information on his phone and he destroyed his phone so people couldn't see it, and he was telling ball boys to do illegal things with the football. I don't necessarily believe that. I know some people do, and there you go. That's how you have a polarizing figure like Tom Brady.
Okay, so Tom Brady, how bad, just real quick before we talk about your book, how bad is he going to destroy the Browns on Sunday?
Okay, now you see, this is just unfair, because you are recording this,
uh-huh,
and when I'm wrong, you just got to put it out there and like, see, you know, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. But I'm telling you, I think there'll be a little bit of a transition period. I think they're going to beat the Browns.
Really?
That's
okay.
Not going out on them. But I don't see it being like a 50-7 kind of game, and Tom Brady throws for 500 yards. I think he'll do well. And maybe the week, the next week or the week after is when you start to see Tom Brady again.
Okay.
The real Tom Brady.
Yes. Michael Hawley, New York Times bestselling author and radio host of WEEI in Boston. Of course, we're highlighting his new book titled Belichick and Brady, Two Men, the Patriots and How They Revolutionized Football. Tell us about the book. What can our listeners look forward to?
Well, I want to do the book. Every book, I have to ask myself two or three questions, and if I get yeses on those questions, I go forward. One of the questions is, can I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do this? Can I do it?
Yeah.
I said, okay, yes, I can. Another question is this a magazine article or is it a book? I say, it's a book.
Uh-huh.
Go forward. And the third thing is, is there a topic here that I don't know enough about and I really want to dive into the research? And the answer there was yes, because it's that sustained excellence thing that the NFL doesn't want. We know this. The NFL would much rather have, 32 different teams win the Super Bowl and just have parity. And the Patriots have kind of broken that mold and broken that model, and I wanted to investigate how and why. And so that's what the premise of the book is about.
Belichick and Brady, it obviously, Michael, it's been a historic partnership between these two. They've won more games than any coach quarterback in league history. What has been the key to their success?
I think the key is, you used the key word there, Big E, and you said partnership.
Yeah.
So these guys are the consummate coach-player tandem. Yeah, Tom Brady, for all the things I mentioned earlier, and all the fame and all the success, that's off the field. But when he goes to that locker room, he wants to be coached, and he needs to be coached. And Bill Belichick, he's got his own brand of fame, and he's polarizing in his own right, and he's got his face all over the place, and he's got people telling him he's going to the Hall of Fame. But when he gets there, he will call himself out. He will call out his coaches.
Mm-hmm.
He will call out Tom Brady. And so these guys, no matter what they have happening away from football, at their core, they're just obsessive football junkies. And they see it the same way. It wouldn't work if Tom Brady didn't allow himself to be coached. It wouldn't work if Tom Brady said, all right, I'm going to go to the media and demand a new contract, or I'm going to rip you for moving on from my best friends, which Belichick has done. Belichick has cut or allowed some of Brady's best friends to go to free agency, and yet there's not a problem in football operations. So it's just really exploring the life and times of Brady and Belichick. And I got to tell you, Biggie, I really, really enjoyed the research and the writing of this project. There was a lot to dive into, and I'm just really blessed to be able to put it together.
Michael, I apologize. We are short on time. We've got to wrap it up. And I just have to say to all of our listeners out there, it is a fascinating read about the dynamic between two of football's most iconic champions, Belichick and Brady, two men, the Patriots, and how they revolutionized football. Congratulations, Michael. And I look forward to another conversation during the holidays, okay?
Absolutely. You got a great show. Thanks a lot for having me on. I look forward to talking to you next month.
You bet. All the best. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.